goes right into the Hebrews. We'll read out of chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Supporting scripture from St. Matthew 11 and 28 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible reads this morning, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Matthew 11 and 28 reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning, it's time to lay it down. It's time to lay it down. The Lord will, has, and will continue to fight our battles, to be our bridge across troubled waters, sunshine in the midst of our storms. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. God has been too good to us. Too good. All you got to do is just look around and see. Songwriters say, "What the Lord had done for me." Hallelujah, Jesus. We ought to be praising him in this house this morning. For there are so many that are going through this morning. And so if you have a reasonable portion of health and strength, you got a lot to be thankful for this morning. I have a very short message for you this morning. It's time to lay it down. We have come because of the love of God. Made it to this last Sunday of the year. Time has come, time has gone. And it's gone so fast that I'm sure that there were many things that we intended to do that still haven't been done just yet. January, if you made New Year's resolutions and you did not succeed, then they were just mere words. And here we are facing the Lord's will, another chance to start it all over again. So many things have happened this year, so some good, some bad. Sickness and death has been at a stable pace all year long. There was a time, and we've seen the time, where they come in threes. Them threes went to sixes, and sixes went to nines. So the good thing is, for us, is that maybe it's a good thing that he hadn't called our name just yet. But we hear so often at all or most of the homegoing celebrations that if this individual could come back, that they wouldn't even have a desire to come back. So we assume that we know what's going to happen on the other side. The true matter is that we got to live so God will allow us to get on the other side. I don't know about you, but if you remember not too many weeks ago, we found out that there are going to be some sheep on one side and the goats on the other. So if you made up your mind whether you're going to be a sheep or are you a goat, nobody can change that but you. And so if you are actually one of those that are going to be considered one of God's sheep, then everything's going to be all right. But if you're a goat, I feel sorry for you. But God gives us another day where we can call on him and we can ask him for his mercy and for his goodness. And I thank God for his grace this morning, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on all of our side, where would we be this morning? There are those of us that have what we call a reasonable portion of health and strength, and we are still counted amongst the living. So we have so much this morning to be thankful for. When I began to think about that reasonable portion of health and strength, what we're saying is that I'm not up to par. I'm not 100%, but I got enough to hold on and to hold out. I got enough to tell somebody that God will change your situation. I got enough to understand that it's not over until God says that it's over. Anybody in here got enough of reasonable strength that even though your body is not what it used to be, you thank God it is this, you got what you got? Because somebody's not able to throw their hands up this morning. Can anybody throw your hand up for me this morning? Anybody want to wave a hand up to the Lord and just tell your God, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be here on this last Sunday. Lord, I want to thank you for all that happened from January up until this point right now. And all of that is behind me. So, Lord, I'm not worried about what's behind me. I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus and let my yesterday be yesterday. It's good to be able to thank God for another day's journey. I was on the highway the other night, and it seemed like every few miles, somebody done had a wreck. That bumper-to-bumper traffic, it'll get on your last nerve. But you'd rather be in the lineup of the bumper-to-bumper than being the one that's causing the bumps. My smart self. I was like, Lord, I should have kept my butt at home. Too far to come back and hating to continue going. But thank the Lord for traveling grace and mercy. Thank the Lord for being with family. Thank the Lord for just allowing people to know that you care. It is good to have somebody that cares about you. And there's some time that we have family members that don't care nothing about one another. We're living in some sad times. But I'm so glad to know that I have a family that at least care enough about one another that we'll try to come and do what needs to be done. And it's understandable. Everybody can't come all the time. You just got to do what you got to do. But I thank God. I thank God for allowing us to have an opportunity to have what we call celebrations of life. You go to one, you're waiting to time to go to the next one. But as we prepare for what's ahead of us, let us be thankful this morning for what we already have. I believe today is a good day that if we would focus on taking a personal spiritual examination of ourselves, of our own life. Not worried about what your neighbor doing right now. Not worried about who got the most or who think that they're the best or who think that they are in a higher position than somebody else. All of us are God's children. Every one of us in here have made some mistakes in our lives. If it hadn't been for some of the things that we've done wrong in life, we wouldn't be so happy about where we are right now. Somebody can say this morning, look where he brought me from. Somebody say, he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So as long as you got God, if God is your light, the Bible declares, whom shall I fear? Don't allow nobody to have your joy. Don't allow nobody to get you in a position where you don't have any hope anymore. For I found out that there's always hope. As long as there's a breath in your body, there's hope. And tomorrow, as we spend that last day of the year, then we go over into the new year, starting it all over again. So today, let us focus on taking that examination of ourselves. And if you find anything that you're not pleased with within yourself, I just come to tell you this morning, it's time to lay it down. Those things where we know what is better, but we allow ourselves to be used by the enemy. Our so-called friends and associates that we know and learn things about one another, but do we really know one another? There's never anybody that knows everything there is to know about you. And then we have some folk that feel like, I got all the answers. I know everything. I don't even like to talk to them kind. Because you can't get a word in edgewise. And you may well keep your opinion to yourself because of a lot of folk that got their mind already made up. You just talking to them. Most of the time, those folk that you think that you know, they know you well enough to where they just tell you what they think you want to hear. Pacify you, get you up out their face. Bible teaches us that there is a time and a season for all things. So even though we are similar, and we have some of the same ways, but yet we are still different. We deal with our situations different. We deal with heartache different. And if you ever been full of anger, or constantly one of those that hold on to a grudge, you know how it is. We got some folk that'll hold on to something from the time it happened all the way to the grave. They act like they done got over it, but if you know the truth of the matter, they just saying what they think you want to hear, pacifying you and moving on to the next thing. Some things are not worth the foolishness and the trouble that comes from small, petty things. Do you know of some things that you need to let go of? Do you know of some folk that are doing some things or have an attitude or have a disposition about themselves that make you feel like I need to just let them go? You don't have to be associated and entangled with any and everybody. Now, the Bible declares you ought to love everybody. And some of us will tell that lie sometimes. I love everybody. What about that one you just passed you didn't speak to? What about that one that you've been talking about their character? You've been slanderizing their name. You've been calling them everything but a child of God, but you talking about you love everybody. Then what about those ones of us in here that we sort of sugarcoated like this? I don't like your ways. You can't fix it. You either love me or you don't. Because if you love somebody, you'll learn to even those things about them that you don't particularly care for. If you really love them, you can accept those things to a degree to where you can treat them like somebody. Too many times we want folk to act like we want them to act. We want to think that everything is all about us. But you know that there's some folk that got to understand that there's some folk that's more important than you. There's some folk that don't have as much as you have, but they are very important to the community. So we got to understand that we're all in this thing together. Some things, as we look in the world today, some things we need to learn how to just put it off to the side. The world seems to be filled with confusion and hatred. But Jesus has told us to love one another as he has loved us. If you are convinced this morning that no one cares for you, remember that Jesus is the one that loves us and cares all about us. David says in the Psalm division 55 and 22, cast thy burdens upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. This is a confident promise of God's sustaining hands and his care for us. If we believe that he is in control, then it doesn't matter how heavy our load gets. For as the psalmist David says, wants the assurance that God was listening and heard his humble cry. You know how sometimes we think that we are all by ourselves. But I see here David said, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. In other words, God, I'm going to call on you with some things, and I want you to have an attentive ear. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint that make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. But one thing I found out about God, if you can call on God and trust that he'll be right to your rescue, then everything will work out a lot better for you. But David says in the 16th verse, as for me, I will call upon God and the Lord shall save me. Even in morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. Somebody need to have a little talk with Jesus. Somebody need to let the Lord know that I'm on your side. Somebody need to let the Lord know that I can't do it all by myself. Is there anybody in here that realize that you need a little bit of help? The thing began to go wrong and you can cast your burdens upon the Lord. All you got to do is say, Lord, I need you and I can't make it all by myself. Lord, I laid down last night and I was weary, but Lord, when I wake up in the morning, I want to experience what they call joy. Anybody glad to have joy this morning? Anybody know that it is good to have the power of a loving God? As we look at our supporting text, Matthew tells us that Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So if you got some trouble in your life, you better learn where to go to. Stop worrying about fixing and satisfying everybody else. We didn't come to please man, but we come to please the power of a loving God. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. These words go out for men and women who have wearied themselves trying to receive spiritual rest. Anybody get tired of trying to do the right thing? Because that person that you're trying to do the right thing for always turn their backs in your face. That person that you've been bending over backwards for always got something negative to say. But I stopped by to tell somebody that I want you to trust the power of a loving God. God has blessed us to come to the last Sunday of the year. We've had some ups and we've had some downs. But I thank God for being the God that has been right there. I thank God that I realize that I'm surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And there's a whole lot of folk looking on, but they don't know what you're going through. There's a whole lot of folk that said, I got your back, but they'll leave you hanging in a minute. But I'm so glad this morning to say that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that is able this morning. And God told me to tell you this morning, wherefore seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. Now we get confused and we get caught up in sin, But the Bible declares every weight. Somebody got a heavy load on them. What is our weight this morning? Depression is a weight. Sickness is a weight. When your finances are messed up, that's a weight. When you can't get along with one another, that's a weight. When things begin to hold you down, that's a weight. When it seems like you just can't do what God have you to do, that's a weight. But I stopped by to tell somebody that Jesus came to save us from our sins. But I want God to give me that mindset to be able to lay aside every weight and every sin. Everything that's going to keep me from being where God wants me to be. For I want to be a child of the King. I want to go where the Lord told me to go. I want to do what the Lord tell me to do. And the Lord told me to tell you here in Fowl's Chapel that everything is going to be all right. But now that you come to the end of the year, it's time to lay down that mess. Time to lay down your bickering. Time to lay down your heartache. Time to lay down your hatred. Time to lift up holy hands and say, oh, Lord, I come unto thee. Oh, my God, I come to thee as humble as I know how. I thank you, God, for being my God. I thank you for waking me up this morning, starting me on another day's journey. For you are the author and the finisher of my faith. You give me an example of what I got to do. They called you everything but a king of kings. But you still went to Calvary and hung high and stretched wide. Anybody glad that God died for your sin? Anybody glad that God is right here in the midst of us? I'm so glad this morning to know that I got a loving God. A God that is with us this morning. A God that is able. A God that don't want you to continue to take ill thoughts around with you. And to have your head crowded with a whole lot of foolishness. It's time to lay aside every weight in every sin which do so easily when we look at that term beset us. Anything that's keeping you from getting closer to Jesus, you need to lay it aside. Anybody that's getting between you and your God, don't let nothing or nobody separate us from the love of God. So, when you think about this great cloud of witnesses, there are folk that you are not even aware of that really got your back, praying for you, trusting that God will do what needs to be done. But we got to learn to pray for ourselves and trust the power of a loving God. We have so many things to weigh us down. But I'm reminded of a song we used to sing years ago, Heavy Load. I got rid of my heavy load. And the way that you get rid of it, you just take it off. Put it down and let it alone. And if it was something that you need, God will replenish and give back that that you think that you have lost. So trust the power of God and do know that God will be right there by your side.